Hi, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the FinTech Fun podcast series, I'm joined by Pascal Hellier-Murray. Have I done that well, Pascal?
Perfect.
I'm from founder and CEO of Super Rewards. Now, let's talk about Super Rewards, the origin of the business, Pascal, and how it began and a little bit about the business.
Absolutely. So Super Rewards came essentially from a pain point, like so many businesses do. And my particular pain point was that despite having a very a sizable balance of superannuation myself and having good financial knowledge, thanks to working in financial services for a couple of decades, I discovered through my gender equality work, where I was director of communications on the Australian Gender Equality Council, that my position was rather unique. So having being aware of super and having a good super balance was actually, I was very much not the norm. And then I started looking into this a little bit more, and I realized that in Australia, we have the gender super gap, which is where women retire with roughly 6 years of retirement funds, but live another 14 years after that. And I also discovered that this had been a pressing issue, in inverted commas, for government for 20 plus years, but clearly nothing was being done about it, because when I started Super Rewards, as it is now, the older woman is the fastest growing demographic of homeless people in Australia.
Right.
And a whopping 1 in 6 women retires into poverty. So I thought, well, this is a little bit nuts.
Yep.
We've got 51% of the population kind of at some level of risk here. Government's doing nothing. Corporates are doing nothing. Yet women are receiving this message of, hey, women, just add to your super. And it'll all be fine. And I thought, well, you know, how can this be the case? Women, 40% of women in the accumulation phase of their lives, aged 18 to 64, they're not working. They're not in the, they're not in the paid workforce. Yeah. How can they be topping up their super? So I thought, look, there has to be an easier way to do this. And I drew on my knowledge of e-commerce and startup and affiliate marketing. And so what Super Rewards is a way where you are rewarded or paid into superannuation, any superannuation account in Australia, just by doing the things that you do every day.
Amazing.
Like buying pet food, it might be buying the groceries, it might be booking the next holiday, it might be whatever. So the vision is really that no matter what you do online or in store now, and so I'm sure we'll talk about that, that you are rewarded into your super for doing so.
Excellent. And we did catch up in August, I just checked, about the business in its own right. And you did mention what you just also mentioned about the in-store. But let's talk about the last, in top of my head, 7 or 8 months since we have caught up in terms of the progress, firstly from a consumer point of view, and secondly from a retailer point of view, how that's ticking along.
Yeah, sure. So from a consumer point of view, we have broadened our in-store reach. So we now have over 400 retailers representing over 1,000 physical stores nationally where you can earn super rewards. So this is as simple as linking your card or your existing credit or debit cards on the super rewards site. We don't hold the data. It's okay. It's tokenized, just for those who might be worried. And then when you go into your dry cleaner or your participating dry cleaner or the local cafe that's part of the program, or you know you've got a night out with the family at the local restaurant, all you need to do is pay for that dry cleaning or food as you would normally, and voila, your super rewards appear in your super rewards account. So it could not be simpler. It's absolutely frictionless. So what we're doing every month is we're growing increasingly the number of participating retailers. Secondly, we've just launched our app, which is thrilling, absolutely thrilling. And it's stage one of our app. We've got stage two underway currently. But it's for me personally, it's such a pleasing milestone because, you know, apps are where it's at. We all, I think we know yep. all that. And this has personally been something that I want to see come to fruition for, you know, a couple of years now. So to actually be there in market and be able to say with confidence, you know, hand on heart, look, you know, we have an awesome Super Rewards app is incredibly satisfying for me.
Well, congratulations on that. I do feel that there's a coming through, there's a sense of pride, but there's also a sense of excitement around the product and the ease to do things. I'd imagine, you know, with the app, you can sort of find out different retailers. You can potentially see that you've got some, you know, some savings on how much you've used it, et cetera, and frequency. Getting this name out there to say, hey, you should sign up and link your super account. Firstly, link your debit or credit card or whatever that needs to be linked to do that. How have you found, you know, the feedback from your initial customers and then that virality of word of mouth?
Yeah, it's a great point. So up until today, we've historically, from a marketing perspective, we've focused on partnerships with the super funds or other like wealth of, or, you know, fintech platforms. For the reason that as soon as we launched Super Rewards, you know, a few years ago, users came back with two questions. Number one, when are you going to be in store? And number two, when are you going to have an app? So,
and in those 6 or 7 months since we've chatted, you've like tick, tick.
Yeah. So now it's tick, tick on the second. Yeah.
And then what would be the next question, I'd imagine? Yeah. Like,
there's always something, right? But in my book, there was little point marketing ourselves in a wholesale way directly to consumers without what I would call a fully formed product. And so fully formed product in my head comprises both online, in-store, web platform and app. So we've been saving our powder on this one until we did have that full product before we were ready to market. What I will say though is without giving too much of the game away, that we are working on a product extension.
Right.
Which is best described thusly. I can't say too much detail, but I can tell you that marketing super and promoting super is about as exciting as promoting a dead fish, right, to the end.
We might
user.
Use that as the quote of the podcast.
I absolutely think you should. And even though, you know, it's so good for us and we all know we should do it, you know, there are so many blockers around super, right?
Yep.
Really. And I mean, the fact that I look at my Super Rewards dashboard and present day value of my cashback is, let's say, $1,500, but that translates into $15,000, right? Yep. By the time I hit retirement, people don't get excited about that. And it seems so far away.
Probably because, so far away. And secondly, the thought of, you know, $15,000 when you retire in the future might buy you a loaf of bread.
Yeah, exactly. What does that translate to? Like how will that be a loaf of bread or is that, you know, half a year of living? Who knows, right? Yep. So there's this intangibility to it. So our product extension is going to be with us in under less than 3 months. I'm going to boldly say that.
Brilliant.
What it will be is repurposing all our tech, repurposing all our, our proprietary payment system we've built, our team, everything. So we're basically extracting a heck of a lot more value out of the business that we have built, but we're not going to be talking about dead fish.
Right.
We're going to be talking about something super tasty, super, super, super tasty and delicious. And
that, Barramundi.
Yeah, and that people are just going to get in a heartbeat. And awesome. It's not going to be that same kind of educational or positioning battle that we sometimes find in the heads of the direct consumer
yep.
That we sometimes find ourselves challenged by.
super exciting. Let's lock it in the product launch in 3 months' time, or whenever the product is launched, and we can talk about it till our heart's content, using fish analogies. But in the meantime, in regards to, I mean, obviously you've got the product side of things, which you're working really hard and have worked really hard in developing, and then you've got probably the retailer side. I mean, how are the retailers, how are the shops, the restaurants that you mentioned being aware of you and then sort of saying, yeah, it's easy to, you know, can we join?
Yes. We've had salespeople, you know, drumming a business. We've got a dedicated business and page on our site now where merchants can reach out and contact us. We've also started to develop much better relationships and a more consistent dialogue with retailers. We've just started a retailer newsletter, for example, where we talk about, you know, coming opportunities and so on. So all of these things combined mean that we are seeing in-store retailer growth of anywhere, you know, let's say up to 30 new retailers per month, which is really good.
Wow.
I mean, of course, there's always some flux. You know, you have retailers rolling off and
yes, more retailers some churn coming on, and et cetera. Yep.
Yeah, a bit of churn. It's on the whole, it's going well.
Awesome. Brilliant. Yeah. Love it. So then they sign on, then they can also be a channel, I'd imagine, for you moving forward, and also a channel hopefully probably in that new product that you're talking about, because you're sort of mimicking the systems and the processes, et cetera. Absolutely. How have you gone about, I mean, there was one of the IP that, which I found fascinating last time we chatted, was about the linkage of every super fund in Australia, broadly speaking. How have you found that continuing and any sort of kinks in the armour, or is this still a, you know, a really important part of the business?
No kinks, which is great. And we're just closing out on a piece of development work to make it fully automated, which we're going to have to do anyway in order for the product extension to be just absolutely sleek. There haven't been any issues.
Awesome.
With that, but there has been a small kind of a user facing improvement.
You can always improve, obviously. By the way, the tangibility of improvement is subjective to the beholder.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's not. I'm not sure if the user would necessarily appreciate it, but I'll tell you about it anyway. So basically, you know, when people sign up to Super Rewards and they do their first shop, because the shop is through the act of shopping that they earn super and so on. We, after someone has done their first shop, we ask them for their super fund details, right? So we link to any super fund, or sorry, we pay into any super fund or SMSF in Australia. Now, every so often, what happens is somebody shops or does a few shops, but they never provide us their super account details.
Mm.
We make a number of efforts, you know, emails, SMS, et cetera, to platform pop-ups to get this information out of them. If they don't, for whatever reason, and then what we do is we now donate those unclaimed rewards. So after a period of time, it's 12 months, if we have not been able to reunite the member with their unclaimed rewards, then we donate a portion of those unclaimed rewards to the women's community shelters. All right.
Excellent. That's a very, you know, very novel approach to that in a problem which you probably thought, oh, I'm not too sure what to do. So congratulations on that.
It fits with the mission, and it fits very well with the mission. And, you know, the women's community shelters is always very grateful for, you know, whatever donation they can receive. Mm. So if we're doing our jobs, you know, really, really well, there won't be any money to donate to them. But, of course, you know, there's always going to be some unclaimed monies.
For sure, for sure. Now, when you're not thinking about linking every superannuation fund in Australia to your platform, all the retailers that are signing up on a day-to-day basis, all the consumer feedback that you're getting on a day-to-day basis, and the positives and the negatives as well as the user interface experiences, what do you do in your downtime, Pascal, to kind of counteract this? Do you is there a secret hobby that people should know about, or a secret sort of retreat that you like to go to when you're not thinking about Super Rewards?
Wow, what a question!
It's a bit long-winded. I like the odd long-winded question, by the way.
I like to get to the gym.
Yep.
I love retail therapy. It's called retail therapy for a reason.
Yes.
For me.
Yep.
I
particular like area of where you're around that you go to quite often in terms of retail therapy.
Fashion, darling. It's all about the fashion. I mean, but you know what? I'm earning super as I shop.
Oh, there you go. That's right. You're feeding the machine. Yeah.
Lunches with friends and gastronomic experience.
It's all good for mental health. It's all, you're catching up with people and enjoying a meal. I think it's critically important in this day and age to do that in a face-to-face level as opposed to living your life vicariously through video streaming meetings.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for giving us an update on Super Rewards. It's been, as I said, about 6 to 9 months since we've caught up, and the progress that you've seen since then has been incredibly progressive and well done on releasing the app and the tick ticks that we talked about in terms of the user wanting particular elements from your business, and then moving forward very excitingly in the next 3 months or so, the release of iteration number 2 or whatever that may look like in terms of Super Rewards. Really look forward to catching up in person at some point in time in the near future, and once again, congratulations on the progress.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.